The Forman Art Gallery is celebrating its 20th anniversary. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we'll be talking with Maya Kashabak. She's the Educational Curator for the Forman Art Gallery. So welcome, Maya.
Thank you.
So you said that very exciting news, the Forman Art Gallery, it's celebrating existence.
Exactly. Yes, wow. So we're pretty proud.
You must be. So tell us about the art gallery and any plans for the anniversary year.
Yeah, so basically we're starting the year with an exhibition called Parallax. So this exhibition took a long time to create. It was our curator, Gentiane Béranger, that put it all together. Mm-hmm. So it's basically looking at the discipline of astronomy through the eyes of contemporary artists. So we have one example, Bettina Forget, an artist that looks at the place of women by visually documenting craters in the moon. Or another artist, Jean-Pierre Aubé, that takes a more political look at the night sky by mapping out spy satellites that are in orbit over the Earth. So we have many interesting different artists that are looking at different things in the world of astronomy.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And what exhibition is on now or is coming?
So this is Parallax. This is the exhibition happening now. Mm-hmm. It's happening till March 17th.
Okay.
After that, we're going to have the grad show exhibition in beginning of April. And after that, it'll be our next exhibition will be called Art is Alive. Mm-hmm. So it's more a look at the discipline of biology through the eyes of artists. So there'll be different artists looking at biology. There'll be nice little things to see, especially for children, so it'll be fun for them.
It is fun, very exciting and educational too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. And yes, we do offer guided visits. Mm-hmm. Our admission is free, so if you are interested in either if you have a class or if you have a group of people that would like to come see, we offer guided visits. And sometimes, since it's a contemporary art gallery, it's not always super easy to understand, and a visit can really help to contextualize the information and the art. So yeah, we're totally open for that.
Oh, great to know. Okay. And if somebody wants a guided tour, they should get in contact with the Forman Art Gallery?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I have our website here. It's www.forman.ubishops.ca, or we also have our Facebook page, Forman Art Gallery.
Okay,
also.
Good. Okay. Okay, some more news.
Yes, okay. So basically, within the Forman Art Gallery, my job as an educational curator is to organize the guided visits for the school and for any group that would like to come see the gallery. But also, I organize workshops for Bishop students and community members. And I plan and organize the March break and summer art camp with the help of Brenna Fillon, a stagiaire working at the art lab too. So the art lab is getting known a bit throughout Quebec. It's now been officially considered as an art hive. So an art hive is basically a community art studio that welcomes everyone as an artist. It's a growing movement here in Quebec. There's a few art hives in Montreal and around Canada, so we're pretty proud of being considered in this group of art hives. And basically, we really wish to engage with everyone that's interested in art and in education. So why I'm coming here today is often that the Forman Gallery and the Art Lab are seen as places students, Bishop students go, but I want to open this to all the community members to have them also come and participate in our workshops. So yes, so we're having many interesting workshops coming up. We have one this week. It's a do-it-yourself bath bomb workshop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're gonna have one next week. It's a self-love stencil with an artist from Sherbrooke coming in to give that one, and we're having many others this semester, a watercolor workshop, a mosaic workshop. So often our workshops are around 2 to 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the we only ask pretty much the price of the materials, so it's pretty cheap.
That's a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lot of fun, and most people that come, they come to a few other workshops afterwards. People
Good.
Like it.
Yeah, they discover it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, and on top of the workshops, I organize the March break and summer art camps. So we started in 2012, the summer art camps. Mm-hmm. So it's been a few years. They're getting known, but still I wanted to give the word out for parents that would like to if they have children interested in art or mm-hmm. interested in trying things out. We still have spots open for our March break art camp. That's going to be from March 5th to 9th. So, and for sure, we haven't even started to put out our press release for the summer art camp. We're focusing on the March break art camp. So, yeah. So if there's anybody that's interested, they can contact us as well.
That's a great opportunity. And it's for kids of the ages of?
Yeah, 6 to 9 years old.
6 to 9. And I think I read that there's a different activity every day.
Yes, there's actually a new curriculum made each year. So this okay. year I'm making it. And there's 3 new activities every day. So it's from 8 to 4, mm-hmm. 9 to 4 mm-hmm. about, and yeah, so we fill the day up with many, many different activities. So it's really educational. I graduated in art education, so I bring in educational aspects in my curriculum as well.
Good to mm. know. And I think there's also daycare, what is it, from 8 to 9
yeah,
in the morning?
Exactly, from 8 to 9 and from 4 to 5.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good
after
to know, too.
The camp ends.
Okay.
So, yes, if you're interested more in the camp, mm-hmm. I'll give you our number, so mm-hmm. you can call us, 819-822-9600, extension 2279, or you can reach us on our email, artlab, A-R-T-L-A-B, at ubishops.ca.
Good.
So, good. Yeah.
And anything else you'd like to add right now? I know you're talking about the summer art camp too.
Mm-hmm.
Summer art camp. That usually runs.
The summer art camp usually runs from the last week of June mm-hmm. till there's 8 weeks. So yeah, till mid August.
Nice.
It's a long okay. camp, and it's always a lot of fun, I think. And it's fun in the summer because you can really go outside. There's always mm-hmm. a designated playtime at the pool during the day, so
oh, wow.
they're not overwhelmed with art either. Mm-hmm. You know, they have time to kind of have fun and do sports as well. So that's good
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for kids to discover their creativity at
exactly.
a young age.
Yeah, for good. Sure. So yeah, basically I'm here to really open to our activities and if anybody's interested in what I'm describing and would like to talk to us about a project, mm-hmm. we're really open to also creating links with the different community members or organizations. If they'd like to do an art workshop in either an old folks home or anywhere, basically we're really open to also moving from the art lab to different places to really bring art to people that maybe do less art in their daily lives.
Good. That's really nice to know.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So we've covered the March camp, a little bit about the summer camp, and all the different exhibitions that are coming up.
20 years.
20 years. Okay.
Yeah.
20
yeah, yeah.
years. So that's really great. And
yeah.
Definitely the community. We're, you know, right in the heart of Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Should get involved and
yes,
take part
no,
in some
for
of these
sure.
workshops and things. Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Maya?
No, I think I've said what I had to say.
Okay. Well, you'll have to come back on a regular basis and tell us what's new.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, we thank you very much.
Thank you.